make me face the rising sun. Comfort me through all the pain that life may bring. There's no other hope that I can lean upon. Lead me, Lord. Lead me all my life. Walk by me. Walk by me across the lonely road of every day. Take my arms and let your hand show me the way. Inside your love, lead me, Lord, all my life. You are my light, you're the lamp upon my feet. All the time, my Lord, I need you there. You are my life, I cannot live alone.
Thank you. Sa panahon ng pagkakataon, may babalik ba ang kahapon?
Sabado, ibang tinig Pinoy. It's another Saturday dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. Kamusta po kayong mga kababayan? Ano po ba ang mga inyong pinagkakaabalahan ngayon pong Sabado de Gloria? Alam ko po na dapat po sa panahon na ito ay medyo ano lang tayo, nagpapahinga at also preparing ourselves for the resurrection po ng ating Panginoong Jesus. And karamihan po sa atin sa Pilipinas, nangyari po ang mga penitensya at kung ano-ano pong pag-aayuno no, kahapon po dahil Good Friday. And syempre, ngayon po, kung napansin nyo, medyo mahinay pa rin po ang mga musika na pinapatugtog natin dito sa ating programang Tinig Pinoy para naman po ma-observe din natin ang ating Holy Saturday. And for all of you na hindi po nakakalam, mamayang gabi po ay meron po tayong Easter Vigil dun po sa St. Benedict's Church at 1 St. Benedict Street. That's in Eden Terrace. And alas 8 po ng gabi ang ating Misa. Para bukas naman po yung Easter Sunday Mass natin ay sa 11:30 pa rin po na Misa dun pa rin po sa St. Benedict's with Father Gilbert Ramos. And sa mga namamasyal naman po, sana po mag-ingat kayo. Siguraduhin niyo po na dala niyo ang inyong mga panlamig at ang pang-ulan kasi alam niyo naman dito sa New Zealand or dito sa Auckland, we experience 4 seasons in one day. And this afternoon, I'm so happy because kahit po sabi ko nga medyo mahinay lang at malamlam ang ating hapon dahil it is time for us to really pause, pray, and ponder. So, ako po sa hapon na ito ay nasiyan dahil meron po tayong makakasama rito sa ating programa. And it's his first time here in our program. I'm so proud of him, not only because I've seen him from when he was very young. And I have seen so much talent in him. And now, I am actually witnessing the many, many projects that he has been doing. And I've been hearing the great songs na, yan, nag-ano ako, gugusmams ako kasi talagang ang galing ng mga musika niya. And so, I'm so proud this afternoon with me in Tinig Pinoy, first time here. I'd like to welcome Mark Bulos. Hello, Mark. How are you doing, Mike?
Good, thank you po.
And, pakilakasan lang kasi hindi natin narinig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Would you like to greet our listeners, Mark?
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for having me. That's my first time here, so excited.
Yeah. Would you like to greet your family?
Hi, Mom, Dad, if you're listening. I'm on Tinig Pinoy.
Well, Mark, how's things and what are your activities during this time of the year?
Right now, I'm kind of on break right now. It's school holidays because I'm teaching guitar at the moment, so it's just school holidays, so I just have a term break, 2-week break. So it's kind of good because I've just been able to just check in on personal things, have some time off, and like maybe start doing more music again. So yeah.
Okay, sa mga hindi po nakakaalam, Mark Bulos is actually anak po ni kaibigan natin Christy and Harry Bulos. And tayo natutuwa kasi nga, like I said, from the time na maliit po si Mark, we have seen him. He's been so really good with his music. So, Mark, can I just ask you, where did you get your musical inclination? Is it your mom or your dad?
Maybe my mom's side. I think my dad would like to argue too, but maybe my mom's side, because I started playing because I was inspired by my uncle on my mom's side. So I was like 8 or 9, and then I just wanted to learn guitar, and he kind of taught me for like a couple weeks before mm-hmm. I started.
And your uncle is actually, is he professional or
No, he just does for fun. Plays for fun. But okay. Yeah, I just want to learn guitar from him, so he taught me for like a couple weeks, and then tried learning stuff off the radio just by ear after that.
Actually, the first time I heard you play guitar was when I was in your place, and I said, oh my gosh, this boy is really talented, and I said, there's so much potential in you, and what you know. So can you tell me, how did you actually come up with, you know, this, did you actually think about growing up to be a musician, or how did you actually get into that space?
I think after playing guitar for like a couple months after learning it, I think I kind of decided that I really like doing this, and I just like writing songs as well, or just like coming up with ideas and just trying to figure out stuff. So I guess I kind of just was consumed by it, and then just eventually surrounded myself in it a lot, and then ended up actually doing it as a profession, which is really cool, and I'm fortunate to be doing so.
So did you like enroll yourself in a music school?
I recently graduated from Auckland Jazz School, so I was at University of Auckland doing a double degree. I did jazz performance and marketing, but yeah, I think so. I was, I guess, just surrounded by jazz music, and I guess taking courses in order to prepare for that, and it's just, yeah.
So who's your favorite jazz artist?
It's been a while since I've actually listened to jazz again, but I'd say just like I always go back to the classics, like Wes Montgomery, Bill Evans, sometimes like Julie London, Sarah Vaughan.
That's my favorite, Sarah Vaughan. Yeah. And did you actually, do you remember your very first composition?
Thinking about it, I think I was in year 3. I had some like really, really bad songs before that. But then I think when I was in year 3, I had to write a song about like a bird or something. And then I don't know, that was just one that I performed for the first time, which was not good, but like, yeah.
So after that, how do you think you have evolved from the very first time that you have made a song and how you are writing now?
I think I've evolved quite a lot, because I guess you have different phases of like music that you're into at specific times. I guess like around that time I was very influenced by just like pop rock on the radio, and then as you get like more into music, you start to discover your own things that you like. So I had phases of like metal, alternative rock, and like then it kind of went into like more indie, jazz, and like city pop, and I don't know, just everything, being consumed by just as much as you can.
And you said your influences. Which artist did you really want to be? Like, parang, you know, you thought about this artist, ang galing niya, and then I just want to be him, or
like recently, or like
before, in the beginning.
When I started, I think my favorite band was Green Day. And I liked a lot of like pop punk rock stuff, but obviously it's like shifted a lot. I'm just kind of a bit more open to, I guess, more like alternative styles of music as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And like when you first you know, because you said you probably got it from your mom's side. So did you actually ask your mom, like, mom, I want to be, you know, a singer, or I just want to do this? How was your, your parents' reaction to that?
They've been really supportive, and I think they're always trying to encourage me to do it as well. Yeah, even when I'm, like, a bit nervous about it, like, performing, like, I think it's a very Filipino thing to just, like, oh, play for all of the titos and all of them. And, like, forcing me to do that, even when I feel a bit shy, is, like, I guess it's just their way of showing support and encouraging.
And your, let's say, the very first time you were on stage, where was that?
On stage, I think I might have been like primary school or something. How old was I? I might have been like 11 or 10 or something.
And how did you feel then?
I think I was like a bit less nervous about it back then, because I think like I was just enjoying it a bit more, and I didn't have any like other like judgments, or I didn't really care too much about that. But then I think I was enjoying it, like I wasn't too nervous about it. But yeah.
Yeah, I have seen your artist bio that you actually sent me, and you said that you have a collection of vinyl, is that right?
Oh yeah, a pretty big collection at the moment, I think. Me and my siblings actually all like collecting vinyls, mostly me and my brother. So at the moment it's probably like 70% mine, or like, and then 30% of my brother's. But yeah.
And this person, Tatsuro Yamashita, how did you encounter his music?
I was like, I had discovered it on YouTube actually. So same with a lot of like city pop. I think it's a bit weird because it was kind of a lost genre. So I was on YouTube recommendations when I found it. I used to be really into hip hop, and I wanted to try find samples to just make beats from. But then yeah, I just discovered that, and then it was just, I went down a rabbit hole, and he was, I guess, one of the first artists in that genre that I was really, really into, so a lot of my inspiration comes from him.
And did you tell him that, or is he still alive?
He's still alive, but he doesn't know who I am.
So if there's anybody that you'd like to meet this, you know, in the next few days, or maybe in the next few years, who would that be?
Amongst
your influencers, or amongst the guys that you really admire?
There are a lot, actually, but I feel like I can't really name them at the top of my head. But if they're still alive, some of the older guys, if they're still alive, I would definitely love to meet them one day. Or see them in concert at least before they go.
But of course, you know, these dreams are not far-fetched. You can still fulfill them, right? And I just want to ask, like, when you compose songs, do you actually have lyrics first or the melody?
That's a good question. It kind of depends. It kind of changes. I think a lot of the time I try to focus more just on like chords, or not chords, like just the vibe or the instrument side of it. But then I've noticed that lyrics can either take away or add to a song. So like sometimes I have to be really careful about like my lyrics and like how I place them, especially with like the style of music. It needs to sound a bit like I can't force it in there. It has to feel a bit natural, and if it's like pop music, it would kind of need to be a bit more tailored to like simplifying it a little bit rather than getting too poetic or deep. So I guess like both ways. Sometimes like it depends on the song, I guess.
So how much time, you say approximately how much time do you spend doing a song?
It just depends how much I want to spend on it, I guess. I think, like, the ones that I spend a lot of time on, like writing, end up being, like, the worst ones. And I think the ones that I've made quicker end up somehow, like, being, like, the catchier ones or the more, like, grabbing ones for some reason. But I think a lot of the time gets spent into, like, mixing and, like, doing all of that technical stuff after actually writing the song.
Okay, we'll be back with Mark for more of his insights, especially his album Fake Nostalgia later on. But for now, I'd like to play this song for all of you. Para sa mga kababayan natin nakikinginig dito po sa Tinig Pinoy, this is Mr. Basil Valdez with Tuwing Umuulan at Kapiling Ka. Pakinggan po natin for all of you dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6.
Unti-unting pumapatak sa mga halam at mga bulaklak. Pagmasdan ang dilim, unti-unting bumabalo sa buong paligid tuwing umuulan. Kasabay ng ulan, bumubuhos ang iyong ganda. Kasabay rin ng hangin kumakanta. Maribang huwag ka na, sa piling ko'y lumisan pa. Hanggang ang hangit ulay tumila na. Buhos na ulan, aking mundo'y lunuring tuluyan. Pag-agos mo, di mapipigil ang puso kong nagliliyab. Pag-ibig ko'y umaabaw, damdamin ko'y humihiyaw sa tuwa. Tuwing umuulan at kapiling ka, ikaw rin magpapaalam na. Maribang minsan pa, mahagangkat maituyan pa, sa bibig at ulan lamang ang saksi. Minsan pa ulan bumubus ka, huwag nang tumigil pa. May bagyo, dalangin ito ng puso kong sumasamo. Pag-ibig ko'y umaapaw, damdamin ko'y humihiyaw sa tuwa. Tuwing umuulan at kapiling ka, maiduyan pa sa bibig at ulan lamang ang saksi. Buhos na ulan, aking mundo'y minuring tuluyan. Tulad ng pag-agos mo, di mapipigil ang puso kong nagliliyab. Pag-ibig ko'y umaapaw, damdamin ko'y humihiyaw sa tuwa. Tuwing umuulan at kapiling ka,
tapos ka. Huwag nang tumigil pa. Hatid mo may bagyo, dalangin ito ng puso kong sumasabo. Pag-ibig ko'y umaapaw, damdamin ko'y humihiyaw sa tuwa.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
It's now time for our Balitang Pinoy. And of course, bago po tayo bumalik sa ating interview with Mark Bulos, I'd like to do the news for all of you. The Philippine National Police has recorded 28 incidents nationwide during this year's Holy Week observance, with drowning accidents accounting for more than half of the reported emergencies as thousands of Filipinos flocked to beaches and resorts during the break. According to the PNP statement on Good Friday, at least 16 drowning incidents have been reported so far. It also reported two road accidents in Metro Manila and Region 9, one arson case in Negros Island Region, and three fire incidents across Metro Manila, Region 8 and Region 9. PNP Chief Police General Romel Marbil said that 68,465 police personnel have been deployed nationwide as part of police operations to ensure public safety during the holiday period. Marbil encouraged the public to exercise caution and to report any incident immediately to the nearest police station. The nationwide police deployment includes 19,120 officers stationed at churches and religious sites, 18,283 along major thoroughfares, 8,711 at transportation terminals, 10,125 in commercial districts, and 12,226 at tourist destinations and recreation areas. This year's Holy Week started on the 13th of April, that's the Palm Sunday celebration, and will end on the 20th, that's tomorrow, Easter Sunday. The Department of Tourism earlier estimated that over 30 million domestic and international travelers will go to popular tourist destinations across the Philippines. Yan. So, medyo mahirap po, no, dahil pagka, yun nga, pagka ganito pong mga mahabang weekend, ang mga kababayan po natin kung saan-saan po yan nagpupunta at namamasyal. Pero, yun nga po yung lagi ko pinapaalala, when we do things like this, we have to be really, you know, careful. We also have to watch the roads kasi minsan po, lalo na nag-uulan din po katulad dito sa Auckland, we would experience yung mga slippery roads at this stage. And we wish that everyone would be safe kasi I believe, from what I heard the news last time said, meron po mga 9 incidents of accidents happening from last Easter. So this year, hopefully, ay medyo mababa po yung mga cases natin ng mga problema dito sa daan. At sa pangalawa kong pag-uulat, tatlong beses na dinoble ng pamahalaan ang supply ng bigas na 29 na piso kada kilo para sa mahihirap at vulnerable na mga pamilya sa mga Kadiwa stores. Ayon kay National Food Authority, NFA Administrator Larry Lacson, inatasan ni Agriculture Secretary Francisco T. Laurel Jr. ang pagtaas ng alokasyon ng 29 pesos kada kilo na bigas mula sa 10 kilo tungo sa 30 kilo kada buwan na maaaring bilhin ng bawat mahirap na Pilipino. Pinalawak din ng Department of Agriculture ang saklaw ng kanilang 29 na pisong per kilong rice program sa pamamagitan ng pagdadagdag ng mas maraming tindahang Kadiwa sa buong bansa. Matatandaan na noong nakaraang taon, inilunsad ng Department of Agriculture ang isang malawakan trial ng 29 pesos rice program, isang inisyatibong pinangungunahan ni Pangulong Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. na layuning magbigay ng dekalidad na bigas sa halagang 29 pesos kada kilo para sa tinatayang 6.9 million na vulnerable households na kinatawan ang tinatayang 35 million Filipinos. nagsimula ang trial program sa 10 tindahang kadiwa sa Metro Manila at Bulacan na nagbebenta ng murang bigas at ngayon ay pinalalawak pa sa iba pang kadiwa outlets. Ang 29 peso per kilo na bigas ay mula sa mga stock ng NFA na hindi na bago at ito ay ibinebenta sa mga kwalipikadong benepisyaryo tulad ng mga kasapi ng Pantawid Pamilyang Pilipino Program or 4Ps, mga solo parent, senior citizen, persons with disabilities at mga katutubo. Samantala, sinimulan na rin ang pamahalaan ng pagbebenta ng 33 piso kada sa mga kadiwa stores sa mga resettlement sites para sa mga benepisyaryo ng pampublikong pabahay bilang bahagi ng food security program ng gobyerno. Yan, so alam ko yung mga bigas po nga sa atin medyo mahal na rin, no? Pero I'm not sure what's the quality of this 29 per kilo na bigas na binibenta ngayon sa mga kadiwa center. Pero in saying that, may mga ano rin po, mga initiatives din nga talaga na ginagawa sila para nga po maibsan yung mga kahirapan at ang mga basic commodities po natin ay maging affordable nga. So hopefully they would come out with more projects like this and of course the program that helps all the vulnerable, yung tinatawag nga po nila mga vulnerable people at yung mga tao po na nangangailangan talaga ng tulong at mga beneficiaryo nga po ng mga pampublikong mga security, food security program na ito ng gobyerno. At sa ating pong business news, SM Offices, a unit of FSM Prime Holdings Incorporated, is investing 6 billion pesos to develop new office towers and workspaces, even as it is seeing strong uptake for its small base offices. In a disclosure to the Philippine Stock Exchange, SM Prime said that new offices to be developed this year includes 6 e-com center, a grade A office tower in the Mall of Asia complex designed for technology-driven industries and BPO firms. SM Offices is also ramping up on its expansion in Cebu and Bacolod, adding over 85,000 square meters of leasable space this year to meet rising demand from traditional and BPO tenants. The firm noted that businesses are increasingly moving towards mixed-use developments, expanding into provincial markets and seeking locations that provide employees with access to recreational amenities. As of January this year, occupancy of 15 of SM Prime Mall's base offices located across the Philippines is almost full at 95%. And the SM Offices operates both standalone office towers near SM Malls and mall-based office spaces, and their strategic locations and integration within the SM ecosystem give tenants easy access to public transportation, retail, dining, and entertainment options. Meanwhile, the US dollars against the pesos at 56 pesos 71 centavos and our New Zealand currency is at 33 pesos and 67 centavos. At yan na po ang mga pag-ulat sa hapon na to. Meron lang tayong mga konting paalala. Tuloy-tuloy po ang Chika after a few reminders.
For hassle-free travels, there's one name you can count on. Planet Earth Travel. With over 27 years experience in giving an award-winning personalized service, Planet Earth Travel is always ready to help you with all your travel needs. For instant quote and availability, just visit their website at www.planettravel.co.nz or call them at 0800 1111 31 or 09-377-1933 during office hours. Visit and like their Facebook page, Planet Earth Travel.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
It's now time for our Pinoy Showbiz. And yes, Folks, ito po ang aking ibabalita sa inyo. I'm pretty sure alam niyo na po ang nangyaring hindi maganda sa ating bansa, lalong-lalo na po pagdating sa ating mga kinagigiliwan at mga minamahal na mga artista katulad ni Tita Pilita Corrales, who passed away on the 12th of April. And it's so sad that after some few days later, namatay naman nga po ang ating national artist. Pumanaw na po si superstar at national artist Nora Honor on the 16th of April. Wala raw po kagad nagkumpirma, pero mga 10 p.m. binawian po ng buhay ang batikan at premyadong actress, at kinailangan pang maghintay ng lahat ng official statement nga mula sa anak nito na si Ian De Leon. Before 11 p.m. na nagpost si Ian ng confirmation, ang sinabi niyang, "We love you, Ma. Alam ng Diyos kung gaano ka namin kamahal. Pahinga ka na po, Ma. Nandito ka lang sa puso at isipan namin." Sinundan din niya ito ng, "With deep sorrow and heavy heart, we share the passing of our beloved mother, Nora C. Villamayor. Nora Honor, who left us at age 71. She was the heart of the family and a source of unconditional love, strength, and warmth." And of course, nagpatuloy nga po magagandang mga tribute sa ating La Honor. And of course, marami rin pong mga nagpaabot ng kanilang pagmamahal, lalong-lalo na po ang mga artistang mga malapit sa kanya, katulad nga po ni Ate V at ng nila Coco Martin, Chule Montes at ng iba pa. Marami rin pong mga announcement na ibinigay at binahagi ang pamilya ni Nora, at gayon din si Matet De Leon na nagsabi rin, "I love you, Mommy." Kalakip ang photos nilang mag-ina, matindi rin ang pagluluksa dahil katatapos lang ang pumanaw ng Asia's Queen of Song na si Pilita Corrales, na ina naman ng dating asawa ni Lot De Leon na si Chris Ramon Christopher, na anak po ni Pilita kay Eddie Gutierrez. So, isang sad talaga pong incident para po sa pamilya ni Lot at ni Ramon Christopher ito, dahil ang mother-in-law niya rin at ang nanay niya pa ay magkasunod pong pumanaw. On another note, tuloy po rin po ang pag-ani ni Heart Evangelista ng pagkilala bilang style icon, dahil nakatakda po siyang tumanggap ng Global Fashion Influencer of the Year Award sa Dubai before the end of this month. Kaya nagbigay po siya ng story sa IG niya na "See you soon, Dubai," habang ang ibinahagi ang isang post mula sa Emmy Gala Awards na kumikilala sa mga Arab at international personalities na gumawa ng malaking impact sa fashion world. Siya ang tinaguro ang Queen of Fashion ng bansa dahil sa malaking impluensya niya sa local and international brand. At ang 5th Emmy Gala Awards ay gaganapin po sa 22-23 ng Abril sa Jumeirah Emirates Towers sa Dubai. And yan na po mga pagchichika natin sa hapon. Like I said, hindi po tayo masyadong pwedeng magchikahan pa ng bonggang-bongga kasi nga today is Holy Saturday. So meron pa po tayong interview with Mark. And I'll just be coming back after a few more reminders. Padala ng balikbayan box? Kakaba. Sa yung box na padala, mag-Transfix ka na. Sigurado at maasahan. May monthly shipment pa sila. Transfix,
balikbayan box forwarders. Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure, para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
Mag-Transfix ka na!
Salonga with Kailangan Kita.
Bakit kailangan kita? Bakit uhaw sa hamog ang bulaklak tuwi na? Bakit ang awit ay kailangan na imi?
kailan kita magpakailan pa man.
Heart where I want you to be, myself what you have left behind for me. To go on each day to live as if I had you once again. What else is there that's real but all the pain that I feel? So let the pain remain forever in my heart. For every throb it brings is one more moment spent with you. I let the pain bring on the rain. If that's the only way, if there's no other way to be with you again. So let the pain remain forever in my heart. For every throb it brings is one more moment spent with you. I let the pain bring on the rain. If that's the only way, no other way to be with you.
So let the
Balitang Pinoy,
Showbiz Chika, at Music Biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
And yes, you're back here in Tinig Pinoy. Also back here with Mark Bulos. So, hello. Welcome back, Mark. How's it going?
Good.
Okay, so Mark, let's talk about your album, your debut album. Mm-hmm. It's saying here that you self-produced this one. Can you tell me more about Fake Nostalgia?
Yeah, I did this all myself. It was kind of like a project that I thought about doing for a really long time. Like, I think ever since high school, I wanted to just like make a mixtape or like a just like a self-produced album. But I only started liking the songs that I made like around uni time. Mm-hmm. So this took like maybe, it was like very on and off. Like I'd start and then it was very inconsistent. Like things changed like during the process of it, like recording and my technique and ability just was at different places. But I still kind of kept the takes from the previous times. So this, I think maybe like 2 or 3 years ago was when I can say that I started it, and it just kind of compiled like the parts that fit or flow well together to put into an album. And
how did you actually, you know, prepare yourself for, oh, I'm gonna do this album now? So what was the sort of internalization? Or
I think it was just kind of, I just wanted to do it for the sake of making something. Or, like, I guess since I was, like, doing music at school, I just wanted to have, like, a project of mine that I could maybe just show people, like, this is my sound. This is, like, the type of music that I can play or I make. And maybe I could try find, like, connect with other people or, like, play music similar or join other bands. But yeah.
So what do you think was your greatest challenge putting it together?
Probably mixing it all by myself. It didn't take as long to write and record everything, but I think trying to like blend it or mix it in like the certain like vibe aesthetic and try to make it like sound good to my own ears was probably the main challenge. And it, I kept like remixing and doing multiple takes and multiple like mixes just to try find one that I actually kind of like. And until now I'm still like, oh, I could have done that a bit better. But I think, yeah, definitely mixing was the hardest part for me. And yeah, I guess trying to make it flow nicely was another challenge for me, but I think I learned a lot from just trying out different things.
So why fake nostalgia? What is fake nostalgia?
Fake nostalgia, it's kind of like I took it from just like the feeling I got from listening to city pop. So when I discovered city pop, I thought it was like, it felt really nostalgic to me, and it felt like I kind of grew up with the music, but I actually have never heard this before. And it was like 80s Japanese music, so of course I didn't grow up with it, and my parents never listened to it too. But somehow it like kind of resonated with me, or I felt connected to it somehow, like just the sound. Maybe it reminded me of like parents' music, like OPM, and also like some, a lot of the elements like jazz harmonies, like tight funk grooves and stuff. And it also kind of reminded me of like video games as well, so like Nintendo, like Zelda, Mario, Sonic and stuff like that. So all those sounds are very like nostalgic but yet new. But I guess fake nostalgia was just like, it's not real. So it's just like my own, I was trying to create the same feeling in my music that I felt when I heard like city pop for the first time. So I was trying to like milk that and like let the audience like kind of understand how I was feeling. But yeah, I guess it's not really real because those emotions or those things aren't actually true. Same with like the instruments that I use, they're like not really old instruments, they're just like fake patches on the computer or something. But I was trying to create that vibe.
And what do you want your listeners to get out of the song that you produce or that you compose?
That's a good question. Whatever you can make out from it, I guess I maybe get a vibe of the, like get a feel for like, I don't know, a lot of it was inspired by just like visually, like late night drives, cityscapes, and like kind of moody but grungy, like soft lighting stuff. So maybe if you're like driving at night down the highway, maybe it would suit that. It would probably be a good soundtrack for that type of environment.
And when you actually said to yourself, oh, I'm ready now, how did it, you know, feel for you when it was getting real?
You mean like with the album or just...
Yes, with the album, the launch.
Mm. I think it was supposed to be done like around a year ago, I'd say. But I had just like a lot of delays, like trying to sort out like artwork and trying to work out how to like, I guess, promote or just like make content around it, or just plan like how to release it and stuff like that. But I kind of did it pretty spontaneously, just like whenever it felt right. And I think it was just, to me it was more of like, I felt like it was done and I just kind of wanted to move on, but also just like try not to spend too much more time on it, just so I'm not like trying to perfect it too much. I'm just going to leave it as like, this was me at that time, So yeah, it was a bit hard.
How many songs in Fake Nostalgia?
There's 11 in the track list, but there's an intro, which is like an instrumental thing, and there's like a little interlude in between. So I'd probably say nine full songs.
And do you have a favorite? From that album?
Probably. There's some that I like a bit more than others, but I'd probably say like Escape would be my favorite, or maybe Lonely Star or City Ghost would be in there too. But yeah, I think maybe Escape would be mine if I had to pick one.
So earlier I was asking you, like, I played your song Lonely Star. So I said, how do you feel listening to your music?
I always feel a bit weird hearing it played in front of me, but I guess you have to get used to that. And I'm getting a bit used to it now as well, so it wasn't too bad. If anything, I was just like, I'm just grateful that someone is playing it or appreciating it, and it just feels good now, rather than being too like shy about it.
So when you're listening to it, do you tell yourself, oh, ang galing ko ah?
No, like, no.
Something like, you know, to uplift you or something to boost your spirits?
Sometimes it's like, I get a bit surprised because I'm used to hearing it just like through my own headphones or just like on my own all the time. But when I can see a reaction from others and I'm like, I'm surprised by how it actually sounded, like through different speakers and different settings, sometimes like it can either enhance it or like change the feeling of it, which surprises me. So yeah, it's good sometimes.
And what can we expect from Mark Bulus in the next few weeks, months?
Right now I'm just kind of trying to work on newer stuff. I'm also trying to mix some live recordings as well. I had a gig to, which was like an album release show last month at Big Fan. And I was lucky enough to get it like filmed really well by my friend from Japan, Yuriko, and also Andres. And it was also mixed, like I got the individual tracks and stuff. So I think just trying to put that together, maybe put that out. And in the meantime, while that's happening, I'm just trying to work on new music, hopefully collaborate with others. And I got some gigs with other bands that I'm in as well, so that's just coming up.
Can we expect to see something like, because now in your artist bio, I just see here, Mark Bulus is a guitarist, singer-songwriter, producer from Manukau, Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. Can we actually expect Mark Bulus, international artist, sometime later?
I'd love to potentially like experience like going overseas and all that stuff. I think it would be a really cool opportunity.
Does that include the Philippines?
I'd love to go to the Philippines. Yeah. Wish 107.5, if you can ever get me on, please. I'm keen.
All right. So now, can you tell the audience how they can get a hold of your music?
It would be on all streaming platforms. So it would be on Spotify, Apple Music, all of that. You can buy it digitally and listen to it on Bandcamp as well. I think I put it up on YouTube as well. But pretty much any streaming platform, you should be able to find it there. Give it a stream.
Do you all have a fan base?
Maliit pa.
Yeah, but do you already have it?
I guess I have like friends, and it's kind of like starting a community, and it feels nice to be around. But I don't know. I can't say much just right now because I'm still starting off. But
well, it's really nice, and I'm so happy where you're going, Mark. And like I said, I saw so much potential in you from the time I first heard you. I actually was so impressed by the kind of music that you play. So I would like everyone to also experience that And this song, one of your favorites from Fake Nostalgia, we're gonna play it right now. Can you introduce it?
The song is called Escape. It was the first song I ever released, and I think the best way to experience this is by driving really late at night and driving down the highway.
For all of you, dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy, this is Mark Bulus's Escape.
I'm not afraid to show alas 12:35 until alas 2 ito every Sabado. Ibang Tinig Pinoy,
may balitang Pinoy,
showbiz chika at music biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
Birthday greetings po sa lahat po na nag-celebrate ng kanilang kaarawan. Belated happy birthday po syempre sa aking anakis, Matthew, Samin, and ang aking mga classmates na Divina, Bianca, and of course to JT. Belated happy birthday din sa mga kaibigan natin, Rexy Jose, Jana Galapon, Maria Cristina Tenorio, to Joseph De La Cruz, to David Resho, and advance happy birthday po sa ating friend Dita Leticia Brower, Lizelle Luxford. Advance happy birthday to my sister Ate Resi, to Tessa Balburo, my kumare, to Mark Kirante, to Ate Lina Magalong. Advance happy birthday. And meron pa akong chance to greet some of our other friends dahil sa susunod na Sabado makikita po tayo syempre. But today I would like to say happy happy birthday to Kate Sagun and to Tayin Sarmiento. Mark, do you have any birthday celebrants that you know who's celebrating today?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, so sa lahat pa ho na nagsa-celebrate ng kanilang kaarawan, happy, happy birthday. And of course, like I promised Mark, I'd give him a chance to invite you all once again. And of course, do his invite for all the rest of the shows. Are you having any shows recently?
For my project, not any recently, but I will let you guys know if I do. For other events, yeah, I have some. And for this band called Midnight Green, coming up May 9 and also June 7.
Where is it going to be?
One's in Tuning Fork and another one is in Big Fan, so that's coming up soon.
Okay, so we will definitely be promoting some of Mark's gig in the next few weeks, maybe.
Maybe.
So we'll
I'll try to get one for myself soon. But yeah.
So thank you so much, Mark, for being here. Thank you for your
Thanks
time.
Thanks for having me. Salamat.
And also, would you like to just invite the people again to listen to your songs on the platforms that you mentioned earlier?
Go stream Fake Nostalgia on all platforms. Watch the visuals, read the lyrics, I don't know, do whatever. Yeah, enjoy. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Mark, for being here. Like I said, I hope this is not going to be the last time that you will be here. We look forward to having you when you're really, really big.
Oh, yeah. Sana one day.
Of course. And with a lot of, you know, the support that you're getting from your family, nothing is impossible. So enjoy your Easter. Happy Easter to everyone. And maraming salamat po din sa inyong mga kababayan. Kung gusto nyo pong magkaroon ng chance for the celebrations po ng ating simbahan, tonight is going to be at 8 p.m. doon po sa St. Benedict's in St. Benedict Street in Eden Terrace. Ang ating pong Easter Vigil, and tomorrow, like I said, meron po tayong Misang Tagalog. Pareho pa rin po, 11:30 at St. Benedict's Church pa rin with Father Gilbert Ramos. At nagpapasalamat ako muli sa inyong lahat. Gusto ko pong magbigay ng magandang paalam kasi most of the time nauubusan ako ng oras dito. So maraming salamat po sa inyong isang oras at kalahati na namang ibinahagi po dito sa atin sa Tinig Pinoy. And next Saturday, I would expect you to all be here again listening to Planet FM 104.6. This is Cookie saying goodbye, thank you, and God bless you all po. And have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. So, isa pong classic na song ang ibibigay ko sa inyo. And later on, back to back with a song from Ben and Ben. For now, I'd like to play this song from Yoli Samson. This is Sa Aking Pag-iisa. isa ho sa pinaka-old and the classic song from Cinderella's Yoli Samson. Paalam na po. I'm signing out. Paalam.
Sa aking pag-isa.
Till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information.
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
Sandaling lumalayag kung saan man tayo mapadpad. Bawat kilig na nadarama sa tuwing hawak ang iyong kamay, ito'y maling akala, isang malaking sablay. Pasensya ka na sa mga isip kong ito, maridala lang ng pagmamahal sa'yo. Ako'y gigising na sa panaginip kong ito, at sa wakas ay busa lalayo sa'yo. nagsimula. Sino